Macmillan Audio presents Jet Girl, my life in war, peace, and the cockpit of the Navy's most lethal aircraft, the F-A-18 Super Hornet, by Caroline Johnson, with Hoff Williams. Read for you by me, the author. To the trailblazers who paved the way, to the warriors currently in harm's way, to future generations of men and women who will raise their right hand, and to all who encourage, mentor, and support us, this one's for you. Prologue. Shoes were off, and my feet, in polka dot socks, were on my desk next to a stack of letters from my 96-year-old Grammy. Country music played on low in my earbuds. I blew strands of hair from my eyes and looked up from working on my master's to gaze at Ryan Gosling, who stared back at me from multiple angles of the many posters we had hung on our walls, unwaveringly sensitive and understanding. My full-time job, as usual, had kept me up the night before, but I'd pulled myself out of bed early to study. I felt groggy and missed my family, the comforts of home, and a perennial on-again, off-again boyfriend who I'd maybe never see again. Like most mid-20-year-old students, balancing a job, academics, and a love life, or lack of one, I was lonely, overworked, and just trying to get by. In the hallway outside my room, I could hear what amounted to a fire drill. I was beginning to get annoyed. I heard 5 life-altering words boom over the intercom. Launch the Alert 30 fighter. I yanked out my earbuds, skin tightening and heart beating so hard the concussions reverberated in my teeth. The voice repeated the order. This is the TAO. Launch the Alert 30 fighter. I say again, launch the Alert 30 fighter. This command from the Tactical Action Officer, or the TAO, would, in effect, send me flying, no screaming, at nearly the speed of sound, armed to the teeth, into an international incident with one of our country's most volatile adversaries. My dorm room for the past 4 months, the Shark Tank, housed the 6 fixed-wing female aviators aboard the Nimitz-class aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush. The Bush, a nuclear-powered floating steel fortress known as Mother, steamed at the head of a strike group. Imagine a dozen boats skimming across the glittering waters of the North Arabian Gulf in a V-shaped formation, like a necklace with the jewels drawing white wakes in the brilliant blue water. Don't let the pretty picture fool you. These warships bristle with enough weaponry to turn an area the size of Texas into a smoking pile of uninhabitable ash. And what you cannot see is doubly dangerous. Down in the depths of the ocean, armed submarines plow steadily ahead, sonars on, silent, and battle-ready. The purpose of the surface formation, the submarines below, and the 7,500 highly trained sailors manning the vessels was singular. Guard the crown jewel traveling at the apex of the V formation of the necklace. In other words, protect Mother, the most lethal and versatile weapon the U.S. can drive out on the world stage. Of the nearly 8,000 people working in Strike Group 2, only 3 women flew the most feared plane of all, the most technologically advanced, the baddest of the bad, the $80 million F-A-18 Super Hornet. One of those 3 lucky girls was me, Caroline Johnson, full-time grad student, naval flight officer, and weapons systems officer, Jet Girl. I jolted out of my chair and slammed my polka-dot-clad feet into the boots directly next to my desk. Officers on alert are supposed to stay in complete uniform at all times, but our steel-toe boots were waterproof, and I'd worn them more than 15 hours a day, every day, for the previous 4 months in a climate so hot and humid you could drink the air. Rather than let my feet rot, I'd broken a rule. No time to worry about that. Throwing the Shark Tank door open, I sprinted down the hallway and up the narrow ladder wells, taking 2 steps at a time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?